Murtaza, we have a question from a viewer, Desert Fox. What do you make of the Pizzagate allegations and crimes involving more occultish practices?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. There's some email, some documents in the Epstein releases which contain these very extraordinary sort of allegations of occult practices and murder and very extreme things. And it's very difficult to vet them per se because these are allegations that were the FBI recorded and they talked about. As far as I've seen, there was not any follow-up where they verified in granular detail, but it seems like they did take it seriously enough to report. And you do have to report everything that is reported to you, but they did discuss it in a way which did not immediately dismiss it. So I don't really know what to make of that. But what I would say is that I've had to update my own priors a little bit about how I think the world works in the last few years working on these stories, because a lot of things which not saying that everything is true that people allege, but a lot of things which were dismissed as conspiracies at one point. They did turn out to be validated by information later on, and now they're just sort of accepted as being true. So even the sex trafficking that elite sex trafficking of children that Epstein was involved in, that would sound like an insane, egregious, morally unconscionable allegation to make a few years ago. And yet now we know it's very true. It's documented voluminously. So I don't really disparage anyone for having suspicions or bring up anything about any of these subjects anymore, because I think it's all worthy of investigation and looking into, because it seems like pretty much anything is potentially people were capable of at this point, the very, very extreme
Apparently
things. So
so. Speaking of which, I'm glad this question came up, because if he hadn't asked it, I would have. Reynolds Reps asking, what do you think of people saying that the bigger story is that Epstein was a money launderer for intelligence agencies as his main role?
Well, it's very interesting. We did a story about this at DropSite based on Epstein's, longer history. It was sort of almost a rebuttal to the New York Times story about how he made his money. It just happened to be timed in the same way. But, I think that is true. That was one aspect of who Epstein was. And I think that he actually got his start as a money launderer for intelligence operations, and he got his start in the world of an episode known as Iran-Contra in the 1980s. And he was very close to people tied to Iran-Contra, Adnan Khashoggi, Douglas Lease, John Stanley Pottinger, many, many other individuals you can read about in our story. And Iran-Contra was a episode where, not to go over in great detail, people will probably know a lot about it, but money was generated for these black budgets, off the books
That
budgets
was the
to fund
purpose.
these. Yeah, that's perfect. Exactly. So you need money which you could use for things that you don't want the public to know about, and you don't want to be subject to, congressional or a presidential oversight or whatever. You need people who are good at laundering money and hiding money and cleaning money. And he was someone who was very good at that. And that became his sort of, his killer in this, his sort of a key competency that he had. Last time group went on, and he became a very powerful person. I think that he expanded his range. He was someone who was this connector, this individual who was facilitating the activities of powerful people around the world, including money laundering and beyond that as well too. And I will say one thing very quickly as well too. We haven't touched on the issue of the blackmail issue. I think that almost the question is almost a moot point in some ways, because people keep raising the bar in the sense of, well, is there a photo of him standing behind the camera filming Bill Clinton and then, confronting him with a camera with a video and threatening him to, raise taxes or something like that, or this is going to happen. I think it's actually not even necessary for that discursive sort of blackmail to take place, because what we do know is that he knew about the activities that these powerful people were doing and was facilitating them for a very, very long period of time, and he had privileged knowledge about things that they didn't want to be public. That, by its nature, gives you leverage over people, inherently, regardless of when you coerce them thereafter or not. It does influence your relationship with them. So I think that, he was somebody who was in a politically privileged role, and I do hope we find more granular information about this. But yeah, I think he was somebody who, he played many, many different roles, and all of them were, very consequential.
Murtaza, in the
Yeah.
time that we have left, are we going to see the other half of the files? And if so, what would you like to find in those?
I hope so. It's interesting because they were quite adamant, it seemed, after this release to describe it as his final release. Mm-hmm. And you know, try to say this is the end of the story. And so
we forth. Heard that before, though.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So I think there'll be a fight. And I know that Ro Khanna and Thomas Massey have insisted upon disclosure of the final 3 million of the files. And I do find the excuses that they raised for not releasing them, privacy and so forth, were not very compelling, because a lot of private things were accidentally released in this disclosure and so forth. So I don't really, you know, buy that per se. But, you know, I hope you do see it. And I hope that, you know, it's released in a way which is a bit more responsible, first of all, because I think they released it. It was a disastrous Epstein file releases so far, deliberately almost seeding confusion, chaotic, disorganized. We're trying to do our best to reorganize the files for public analysis. We have a tool called Jmail we're working on with some researchers, which restructures all the emails and the image of a Google inbox of Epstein, so people can go through chronologically and kind of see where things fit together, which you can extract a lot more meaning from. But you know, I hope that if there is more releases, that they do release it in a way which allows people to actually view it in a way which we can glean information of.
Last question before we let you go. Is the haphazard way that the documents have been released and, you know, and the huge mistakes, for example, the unredacted naked photos of underage girls, is that a feature or is it a bug? Do you think it's just the sort of haphazard nature of this administration, which didn't hire enough people, enough professional people to handle this? Or is this an old-fashioned document dump where we dump everything on journalists right. and they just can't handle it or process it on time, and then they hope that the public interest moves on?
Well, if people remember, they did it on Friday afternoon. So Friday afternoon,
always.
Yeah, the timing, exactly, to try to specifically, you know, dull the impact of it. And, you know, I would say that in the age of, you can make an AI app to do something in like half an hour now to arrange things in a way which is accessible. I can only imagine that this was intentional, because, you know, if we at DropSite can rearrange it with some researchers in a more digestible format, you know, we're like 8 people at DropSite and a few researchers. The federal government, the Department of Justice, of course, can release this in a digestible manner. I think they try not to.
Yeah, they have more money than God if they want. Thank you so much, Murtaza Hussein, for joining us. Hope you'll come back. He's the National Security and Foreign Affairs correspondent at DropSite News, and I would say an expert on the Epstein files. So
DropSiteNews.com. If you haven't been, check it out. I'm there every day.
Go check it out. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Murtaza.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Outstanding. You know, good. DropSite News, this is what investigative journalism is supposed to be, right? This is what the Post, the Times, the Journal, the LA Times, what they used to do.
Right.
And by the way, effective today, there was a massive layoff at the Washington Post.
It's happening right now.
As we're speaking, I don't even know who's still around. Yeah. 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 But DropSite News, this is the way journalism is supposed to be.
For sure. I totally agree with Murtaza. Like with AI, you know, you and I could process this stuff.
You know,
I mean, sure. It's not hard.
That's right. It's not hard. You're exactly right.